KFIZ News Time coming up on 1040 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTac Heating Studios on a Monday, first Monday of the month of May, May 3rd of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning, and it's time for our May updates from the Fond du Lac County Aging and Disability Resource Center. Joining us, as always, is Jackie Jakels. We'll welcome her in on the phone lines here this morning. Jackie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Happy May.
Happy May. I say it all the time, and it's unbelievable how fast the months go by. April was a blur, it seemed like, and here we are starting a new month, and we had a beautiful weekend, and starting off the week with some rain showers, but those are needed this time of the year. So overall, we're doing pretty well as we start a new month, and thanks again for joining us here to keep us up to date with topics and things going on with the ADRC. And we start the month of May. I understand a couple different celebrations going on this month with Older Americans Month and also ADRC Month too.
Yeah, so two big celebrations really specific to our work in May. So the governor recently signed some proclamations specific to first it being May being Older Americans Month, and second May being ADRC Month. So Older Americans Month is celebrated every year, and the theme for 2021 is actually Communities of Strength. So focusing really on the lifetime of older adults and the life build of resilience, strength over time. So this month really celebrating how important older adults are to communities, really people's lives and history. And then the second piece with Aging and Disability Resource Center Month, focusing on all the work that not only we do within our Aging and Disability Resource Center, but all of them throughout the state and the services that we provide to help folks out in the community. So exciting month, two big things to celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple different things, celebrating both the work that you're doing and the folks that oftentimes seek out the work from the ADRC. So great to honor both here to start the month of May, right?
Yeah.
Let's.
And the other news that I kind of have going on is really just kind of an update specific to typically in the fall, in partnership, you know, with the Alzheimer's Association, there's a caregiver conference. Held in September. The update that I have for that is that this event will still be postponed for 2021. So hoping to be able to have the caregiver conference with the Alzheimer's Association and really the Dementia Care Network in September of 2022.
Okay.
Because that event's not happening, I just wanted to kind of give an alternate option that might be of interest to people who are maybe a caregiver looking for some support or, you know, living with someone who maybe has some kind of a dementia diagnosis. So really encouraging you to consider maybe attending the Alzheimer's Association's virtual state conference. So this is actually the 35th annual Wisconsin State Conference, and it's going to be held over 2 days on Wednesday, June 9th, and Thursday, June 10th. So there'll be two half days from 8 to noon each of those days. There is a $20 registration fee, which can be done on the Alzheimer's website, which is www.alz.org. So there's going to be a lot of wonderful, great keynote speakers, and it's this event is really geared towards professionals, but also caregivers, family members, so everyone can kind of be encompassed through the Alzheimer's Association's state conference.
Very cool. So that's coming up again, as you said, June 9th and 10th. It's a virtual conference and two half days. If people want to register, they can just go to that site you mentioned?
Exactly. And if anyone struggles to register, we'd be happy to help them figure out how to get to the right spot on the website.
Sure, sure. Very cool. Jackie, lastly, I know you had some information. You're still looking to help out folks who maybe want to get the COVID vaccine but haven't been able to. You're still looking to help them out too?
Yeah, so now that really the vaccine is available to everyone, we recognize that there may be some individuals out there who might have different barriers to being able to obtain the vaccine. And if someone wants it, we want to be able to help do whatever we can to help someone access the vaccine. So if you or someone you know maybe have difficulty in leaving your home to get the vaccine, whether that be maybe because of some limited mobility, barriers such as transportation or not having transportation, we want you to know that we're here to help. So you can always call us and talk through kind of the situation of what you know, your barriers are, and we will help either connect you with a way to get that vaccine or help you schedule a time wherever you want to get it or schedule some transportation. We're here to try and connect you. So just a reminder to everyone that our general number is 920-929-3466. And just call in and talk through your situation with us, and we'll see what we can do to help.
Very good. Jackie, anything else you wanted to update our listeners on this month?
No, that's really it. It's just happy May. The months, like you said in the beginning, really are flying by. I can't believe that it's May already, but hopefully this weekend was a snapshot of this nice spring that we're going to experience, not looking out the window today. But thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jackie. As always, we'll talk again in June. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Jackie Jekyll's joining us from the Fond du Lac County Aging and Disability Resource Center, talking a little bit about their celebrations this month with Older Americans Month and ADRC Month as well. Also, that virtual conference this coming June, if you wanted to attend that. The Alzheimer's Association's virtual state conference that she talked about, and updates if you need some assistance in getting the COVID vaccine. Again, 929-3466. If you want more information or have questions for them, you can give them a call at the Fond du Lac County Aging and Disability Resource Center.